This is Robert.
Hey, good morning, Robert. How you doing? It's Marlon.
Hey, good morning. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Sorry about that. Yesterday you had a little busy afternoon, huh? Did you land
Or? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got the job, got the deposit and everything.
There you
so,
go.
So, yeah, I talked with my wife and my partner, and we don't want to do the marketing right now.
Oh, man.
It's just too much money for the next couple months. If you can, and I'm sure you hear people say this all the time, but if you want to hit me back in about 30 days, then I'll do your plan, and I'll be ready to do it over the phone right then and there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I get you, Robert. You know what I mean? So it's just a money issue, obviously. You know what I mean? It's like, obviously
it's
$398.
The down payment part.
You remember the price I gave you?
It was $200, $200 down, and then $300 a month.
It was going to be $199.
$199
for that. So $199 today and $199 every month after. I mean, what we can do. I mean, if you are willing to give it a shot, I mean, I could give you my personal discount to let you start off the service. And from that point on, then you decide if you want to go ahead and keep going or if you want to discontinue or whatever, right? I mean, $199 is already a very low price.
Follow me.
If I can get you in at $149, which is my price, and I mean, and obviously if you get questioned by the company, like later on, whatever, why you got the $149, just let them know that your director, Marlon, is the one that approved it. Okay, so just send them my way.
$149 down, and then that's kind of like what I was doing with him, or going to do.
Service, you know, and now we're only doing that my part because I'm taking like a challenge to actually give you a better service than what you already had. You know what I mean? And obviously, I would recommend that you do add the Facebook ads later on. So
how much would the Facebook ads be later on?
If I apply my discount, like I said, once I send out the word, like, hey, look, I'm going to do this also. I mean, it's just a little long shot, but I will do this for you. I mean, because I want to actually show you, like, that there's better services out there, right? So if you do the Facebook ads, it'll be $249 after. But you got to call me directly because my company can't. They'll do a $299 after, you know what I mean, if you don't call me directly. But I will approve it for you. Okay, but $149 will be like $2 a day, $3 a day or whatever. That's like, that's a lot less than what we even like, pay for gas nowadays. I'm telling you, man. So, that would be like a best way to like
and
get you started.
How long would it take you to build the website up and running? Like
3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 business days.
Yes. You just don't miss your client interview appointment, okay? Because if you miss it, we won't know how to, like, what does he want on it? You know what I mean? Like, or how does he want it, this and that. So you just got to make sure that you do your client interview. And for today, I have actually a couple of spots open. So, I mean, the sooner we get you in and get you started, the sooner we can book up those slots here for you. I have a 1 o'clock appointment available, 2 o'clock appointment. And matter of fact, I actually have a 9 o'clock appointment. So this is Pacific time. So your time will be 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 12 o'clock today, the first time available. And then if you want to do the afternoon one, it'll be 2, 3, 4, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Okay? And I will get you in at $149. All right? Would that be fair? So let's get it with a shot.
Let's give it a shot, man.
Okay,
man.
Just don't, like, I mean...
It'll be $149 a month.
Yeah, that's it. $149 a month, okay? And just because it's being so cheap, though, I mean, don't think it's going to be a cheap service.
Hey, so what is $149 down and $149 a month, they're going to do exactly what?
Way more.
Better than Ramsey. Yeah, and build us a website. So what about, in the next 30 days to 45 days, I will be taking the Dexters off and I'm changing my company name.
Okay.
What about that?
Let us know and we'll make your change.
Okay.
and we just run a nap cleanup. If, like, say, so for example, right, like, say in about a month, you decide to add more services to your company, just let us know, man. And I mean, just keep us updated, and we'll go ahead and make these changes and apply any other services. Or if you say you decide,
it's $149 a month, okay. Versus, I mean, I've paid that this week from Angie's. But if the people call me, you know.
Of course.
So talking to my business partner. Hey, I'll wrap around and then just follow me. All right, man. I'm gonna give it a shot, I guess, and see what happens.
I appreciate that. And please stay in contact with me.
It'll be a month to month, right?
It'll
be a
okay. And my big suggestion to you, Robert, is to apply to Facebook ads later on. If you don't apply that,
we want to
go more aggressive. You know what I mean? We want to go more aggressive, obviously, because you want to hit the floor running, right? I'm not saying that the 149 is not going to do anything for you, but I'm just saying, like, if you apply the Facebook ads, it's just going to go a little more aggressive for you. So think about that. Give me a call in about a month. I'll call you in about a month, and then we'll go ahead and apply those in, a few bucks more. You get the full package, you know what I mean? So let's go ahead and do that here.
Yeah,
Let me see here. Robert, what's your last name? Is it Dexter?
No, it's Surface. Surface.
Oh, that is your last name. Surface, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone number that you're going to want clients to call you at, Robert?
904.
Uh-huh.
888-1202.
Okay. And do you have a secondary number, or this is the only one that you have at all times with you? Like an emergency number?
It will be changing, but you can use my emergency number. Let me give you my uncle's number.
Okay. And this will be in regards to your account, just in case.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Kind of hard to drive a Mustang and talk at the same time.
No worries. And this will be just for your account, just in case we can't get a hold of you. Like, hey, we need to make an update on your account, or do you want this to be, I mean, are you getting this lead and you haven't responded, whatever, you know what I mean? Or something just related to your account that we'll call you, you know what I mean? Or if we need to make a change on your website.
I actually answer my shit 24 hours a day, so, but if, just in case, let's see.
905-507-3493. Okay. And
904-507-3493.
Gotcha. And the company name you wanted to show us, Dexter's Surfaces, Flooring.
I mean, I'd rather say Surfaces Flooring and More.
Okay, so we'll make it official.
Because that's probably what I'm going to change it into anyway. So,
okay, so let's go ahead and do another. Okay, gotcha. So you're going to be registered as Surfaces Flooring and More. So you're going to be receiving your official PIN code verification, because anytime you make a certain change, address or company name, you have to get your PIN code verification. So we're going to send out a brand new one to your physical address. I assume it's still 5317 Fairmont Street, Jacksonville, Florida.
No. No,
no.
Okay, you can go ahead and delete that whole address.
Okay, let me see. What's the new one?
Fine, it's 10275
okay.
Old St. Augustine Road.
Saint?
Yes.
Okay, St. Augustine Road. Jacksonville?
Yep, Jacksonville, Florida. Or it's number 411. So, 10275 Old St. Augustine Road, number 411.
Apartment unit. Would you say?
Yeah, unit.
Okay, unit 411. And the zip code is 32257, right?
Yep.
Okay, very good. So now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get you up to an ASAP. I'm almost done here. I'm gonna book your appointment here. Which time did you wanna take for the 10-15 minute phone interview?
That would probably be better if it was in the afternoon, because
So 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock would be better for you?
5 o'clock would be perfect.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do the 5 o'clock then. They're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock. You'll be talking to my technician about the keywords and everything. And let them know you spoke to me. And if they're not really going to question you on the price, but just in case, just tell them, hey, look, your director Marlin approved it. And he said it's at 149, it won't change. Okay, so just send them my way if they have a problem with it. Okay, so because I'm putting my code in as if you're like my friend or family member or something that I, just a code that we don't usually give out, you know what I mean? So let me see here. And I'm going to put you in at that time. I'm going to send you a Google Calendar reminder. And I'm going to read you a quick 90-second voice verification. But before I do that, Robert, how do you want to secure that 149? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, or Express?
Okay. Yeah, it's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay, same billing address, I assume, or the old address?
Same one. It's 10275 Old St. Augustine Road, unit 411.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Florida, 33357.
And it says Robert Surface on the card, or what does it say?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And whenever you are ready, my man, what is the card number, please?
4315.
Okay.
0375.
Okay.
0587.
Okay.
0950.
And the expiration?
10/24.
And the three in the back?
674.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification. Okay, so this part of the call will be recorded. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and to align the service agreement. It's also going to another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Start with this flooring and more.
Thank you. And are you well, state your name and your title within the company, please.
Robert Surface, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Surface's Flooring and More?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, so please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that we're all on the same page. And then hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, please disclose an additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So this term and account setup has been charged today, approved by me, Marlin, senior director here at 149 for the Platinum Local package. This also includes a website, everything except the Facebook ads for the time being, and we will revisit that idea. I just want to make sure that I put that on record in about a month or 2 months. When the term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month in the same amount of 149. If you wish to discontinue the service, just call us back 3 days before your next billing is due. After the second month shot there, I mean, that's all we ask for. It's a fair shot. Give us a call at 877-635-6225 and go ahead and ask for extension 1 or dial extension 1, or you can always reach me at extension 62 like you've been. Okay, and I did get a code here, or I get a
what's your extension, 62?
Yeah, 622. Did you say 62? Yes, 622.
Okay.
Okay, and I got a message here. I think your card blocked it. I don't know if, I think it's your bank card. It says that, you have to approve it or something.
Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, yeah. I had some damn fraud here going on.
That's the first time I've seen that right there. They actually told me that. Yeah, that's good, though. But, I'm going to make sure.
I got to cover my own ass.
Yeah, I see the thing, when you do out-of-state transactions, that's good that your bank does that. It does the same thing with
mine. No, that's a credit card. That's my credit card company does that for me.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, my bank does that for me. Wells Fargo. So whenever it's like an out-of-state transaction, it's kind of annoying sometimes. It's like, man,
I tell me for 149, or what is it, 143?
Yeah, 149. And for your client interview, while you approve that, I'm going to send some notes here for my technician so he can give you a call and do his homework before he calls you. What would you say are three of your top three services that you do that make you the most money?
Lauren. Painting and carpentry work.
Okay, and did you say you have photos of services that you've done?
Oh yeah, I got plenty of photos I can send to you, email to you.
Okay, so my technician is gonna give me a special email to send in the photos and everything, so that you can we can make it more personalized. And we're not doing the Facebook ads right now, so I'm not gonna put any link there. And as soon as you, we're on the payment, you're going to get a receipt that's going to have your username and password. Let me see here.
Hey, let's use this card. Let's use my debit card.
Okay.
My business debit card.
All right, let me
see. That way, so I can call them, because they have a thing on there. I have to call them instead of just hitting the app button.
All right. Well, that sucks. Okay, let me go ahead and go to the other tab here. Okay.
Yeah, if I let you drive, I would do that, but...
Yeah, no worries. I mean, if you want to change the card, if you want to change the card like next month, let me know.
Card. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Which one? What is this one? A Visa or a MasterCard?
This is a Visa debit card, my company debit card.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and apply the next one.
4693.
Okay.
0603. 5025.
Okay.
4809.
And the expiration?
It is 0326.
And the three in the back?
881.
Okay. So let me see here. Now let me go back to the notes. Let me see what else here. Okay. So we'll also check your email. Okay. You're gonna receive a email that says "Welcome to Local Splash." Actually, and you're going to receive one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And you're also going to get a text with your receipt. Okay, you should get that in a
few seconds. What's it called, Local Splash?
Yeah, Local Splash Initial Invoice will be the label of the subject of the email. Okay, and I'm trying to get you done over here so that we can get to your business. I know you got your, this is like the beginning of your workday, so.
Yeah.
Let me get you off the phone as soon as possible here. So I got your client interview booked. So that will be for today at 2 o'clock Pacific time. So that will be between 5 and 6 your time. Okay, so that's 2 o'clock. Okay, and let me know once you get that receipt there. It's going to be labeled Local Splash Initial Invoice, not the one that says Local Welcome. And then once you open that up, click on the link that says click here. Switch insurance.
All right, hang on. Just 1 minute. I have to pull up this house real fast.
Okay.
That'll be like literally less than one minute. 400 feet away. So.
No worries. We're like literally almost done here. So let's see.
Okay, cool.
This website has photos. And did you say you have a logo or you need assistance with a logo?
I have one.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have a domain name. We'll take care of that.
Domain name. That's like a...
Like a www.surfacesflooring.com. Some companies have it and we can actually use it.
Yeah, no, I should probably make a new one.
Okay.
It would be, let's see, on my business card, I have a DX Surface, but I'm going to change the name, so I don't want that. I want to use, see if we can use RV Surface.
Okay, so they're going to go ahead and see what's available, and we'll take care of that for you. And so they're going to ask you today, like, how you want the website, and they'll give you access to it. So when you sign into your dashboard right now, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have that yet until the client interview, but that's how you're going to be able to go into your account and to also have access to your website. So you can actually make changes to your website yourself. Okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah, they didn't give me that option.
Okay, so let me see. Where are you at on the emails? Which one did you open up? The one that says local question?
I'm about to.
Oh, okay.
I actually just got here. Mike, if you want to park right here, that'd be fine. Yeah, I think that would be fine. If you want to back all the way up and then pull up straight, that'd be perfect. Nah, that's fine. No, just put the truck where, like here, and just put the trailer right here. Like scoot all the way up. Give them about 3 foot to get out. Perfect.
Okay, hang on 1 second. All right. All right, I'm going to my email. All right, so I open up what the local. Let's see, I got the local splash.
Initial
welcome to local splash. We are passionate about the. It says access your dashboard.
No, it'll be the one. Yep, it'll be the one that says local splash initial invoice. You also got a text from the company as well.
Here we go. I got it.
There you go.
Initial invoice.
There you go. And then once you click on the link, that says click your subscription terms.
Right, hang on.
And then it'll take you to the terms.
Click the link or do I?
Yeah, click the link right here.
Please click here.
Yeah, please click here, subscription terms, and then it's going to take you to another page that says subscription terms. Terms of experience. And then once you...
Local Splash terms of experience, yeah.
Okay, and then scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
Once you get to that page, and then you're going to select, it's going to give you kind of like a little breakdown. And and then after that, sign your name at the bottom, and then click on the link that says, I am the certified holder's card. Obviously you are. It's your card. And then just go ahead and confirm signature once you finish putting that in. And then I'll take care of the rest.
Let's see.
And you're also going to get a confirmation on your email of your appointment for the client interview or for your Google Calendar. So just go ahead and accept it. And they will be calling later on today for that.
Confirm signature.
And it's going to ask you for a username and password. So you don't have that yet.
Please accept the terms. Hang on. I have to accept the terms. I certify. Da-da-da.
There you go.
Okay. Confirm. Update. It says, alternative could only capture part of the address.
That number right there is wrong.
Hang on. My authenticator. All this new extra stuff we got going on here. See. 4888-1232. Okay. So good. I have to put my address and all that stuff in.
What are you talking to me?
That's my authenticator.
Oh, I was gonna say you don't have to put anything there. It's asking you to put an address.
Yeah, that's for my saved stuff on my authenticator.
Oh, I was gonna say because you don't have a username and password. Don't create one yet because they're gonna give you a username and password later on today.
Yeah.
Okay, so so you're all good to go, and thank you for giving me your time, and thank you for giving me a shot, Robert. And please stay in touch with me. Let me know how things are going. If you have any questions, anything you gotta, anything that you gotta make a change to, you can call us at customer service or give me a call. And if you do get a phone call from any of these weird companies out there that do try to actually burn you, saying that they're Google, they can like do it for less or blah blah blah, or you gotta pay more money, write down a phone number if you can, you know. And let me know.
I will get that information.
Report these companies to Google so we can
The username and password, so I get back out of that. And then
I get out of that right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my technician will help you out later on today. So we'll take care of that for you.
Okay, so he'll call me then.
We'll take care of that for you. So the hardest part of it is done. The rest of it we handle. And like I said, we'll take care of the rest here for you. Please don't miss your appointment, okay? If you happen to miss your appointment, which you're going to call between 5 and 6, please let me know so we can go ahead and reschedule it for you. That's very important for your account, okay? Other than that, Robert, I know you have a busy day. Thank you for your time, and thank you for giving me a shot. Welcome aboard, and God bless, man. And I hope you have a very successful 2022. Give me a call if you have any questions or anything like that. But you do have also customer service to help out anytime. Okay, Robert? Any other questions that you have for me, my man? I know you have a busy day. Sorry. Thank you so much for your time. Okay? Well, I hope you have also a grinding day, my man. So have a blessed weekend, huh? We'll talk to you later on today.
All right.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, have a good one. Thank you, sir.